Listen, folks, if you have a chance to slip by for a little bit, slip by, come by and enjoy it as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus. There are a number of announcements in the bulletin today, and we're not going to go through them. You can read, amen? So pay attention to them, and if it affects you personally, take care of it. Praise the Lord. Listen, James Ng has an announcement for us this morning, and I want to invite him to come up and share that with us.
Thank you, Pastor. I would like to announce that we love our pastors. Pastor Rodney. So to express our appreciation, the congregation has provided cards for you folks. There's a little something inside of there. And we would like to very much have a prayer with you guys. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, gratitude goes to your throne and comes from your throne, Lord, as we seek the spirit of praise today through song. Through ministry, Lord, we ask that you would anoint these special individuals and their family members, that they would go places they've never gone before into this coming year, Lord, and do greater things than they've ever seen before, Lord, because your goodness is upon them, Lord, and they are willing to follow. In Jesus' name, baptize them afresh. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Let's give them a hand.
Oh, thank you, church family. We love you too. Thank you so very much. As we continue with our worship service, we're going to have our welcome worship song in just a moment. As we get ready to do that, and we invite you to stand for that, it's going to be our prayer time also. Roger Dundigo, he has our prayer for us. So when I say let's stand for our worship song, as you stand, if you would like to come down front and join us for prayer, please feel free to do so. Now it's time for our worship song. Stand with me. Oh, come, all you faithful. You'd like to come down for prayer? Now's the time to come. Thank you so much.
Possible, let us kneel for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus Christ invited us to call you by that endearing name, our Heavenly Father. And as our Father which art in heaven, we first want to hallow your name. And we want to acknowledge that we want to be your children. Father, we come this morning to worship you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Because through him, your Son, we have redemption and salvation. We've decorated our church in a special sense this morning with decorations, with bright clothing, and with our bright smiling faces, because we know that we are in the presence of a holy God. And we want to celebrate the decision that you and your Son made for him to come to this earth, for him to live out a perfect life, for him to suffer the death that we deserved, that we might live the life that he lives. We pray, Father, that you will bless this service in every way. There will be music from voices, from the lips of our choir. There will be praises and singing from the lips of some children. And there will be praises from instruments which bring glad tidings to your holy name. Father, many of us, both here in front and in the congregation, have praises upon our lips. Many of us have requests upon our lips. And at this moment, we want to bring them to you, that you might hear each and every prayer individually. And now, Father, we ask that you will bless every aspect of this worship service. We ask that we individually might each receive a blessing which will carry us throughout this coming week. And we ask, Father, that in your goodness and mercy, that you will send your Son Jesus to this earth again soon, that we might be redeemed from this sinful earth, that we might live in the heavenly glories with you, Father, your Son Jesus, and the holy angels. And we will praise you, Father, forever and ever in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Have you ever received a gift at Christmas time that you did not particularly like? Now listen, we don't give gifts expecting to get gifts in return, and especially equal in value to that of which we gave them. But let's face it, for some of us, every gift is not a good gift. Listen, there is a gift, however, that was given to this world. You see, 2,000 years ago, the Bible tells us that God sent his Son Jesus into the world to save mankind from his sins. Matter of fact, he said his name would be called Emmanuel, God with us. And whether you want the gift or not, it's a good gift. It's a perfect gift. It's a special gift. It's an awesome gift. Amen? So he is the reason for the season. He is the reason why we do what we do, even now. And so we would like to ask you that as you listen, as you realize how good God has been to you, and as we lift this morning tithe and offering for our church budget, may the Spirit speak to your heart. You know, we can't all give him, but we can sure try. Amen. Deacons, deaconesses, shall we stand and have our prayer? Loving Father, oh, you have been so gracious to us. You have been so good. Lord, you've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Lord, you shower us with blessings from time to time. You're an on-time God that shows up right on time to bless the people of God. You are always near, and you are always forgiving. Lord, this morning as we realize the goodness of God, the graciousness of him, the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus, may we today, Lord, dig a little deep, Lord, to bless your holy name, to bless this church also. Lord, we thank you so much for that perfect gift. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Thank you. Amen.
would save his people from their sins. This is the season we celebrate his birth and what it means to all of us. Let the celebration begin. Let the rejoicing break out. All hail King Jesus. Praise God. We praise him for the light ever shining from the stable in Bethlehem. The light that pierces brilliantly across every corner of the earth. And how do we know? Because Christmas is celebrated all around the world. People from every nation, every city, every village will be joyously singing the songs of Christmas. Every music style, every possible entrance will herald the news that Jesus Christ is born. From the bagpipes of Scotland, djembe of West Africa, from the sitar of Calcutta to the steel drums of Jamaica. Thank you. He came from the glorious kingdom, from his perfect eternal throne. In a very plain, ordinary way, the Lord of glory entered our world. Once adorned in royal robes, now wrapped in swaddling clothes. Once all-powerful, now defenseless, totally dependent upon his teenage mother. The hands that once formed the heavens, carved the mountains, and forged the seas are now so tiny, innocent, weak, and fragile. Gently they reach up out of a lowly manger. Fingers and hands of the newborn child were the hands of God reaching out to each of our hearts. Beyond our ability to comprehend, the Creator is now part of creation. He who is larger than all the galaxies and beyond, now housed in and limited to a human body. He emptied himself of his glory and journeyed from eternity to Bethlehem. There is no way for us to imagine what that must have been like.
It must have been something being born in a manger. With the sheep from the fields and the stars shining over your head. It must have been something seeing three wise men on their knees before a newborn, with their eyes all aglow, in their hearts they know it's the Messiah. He's come at last. It's the Messiah.
It's the Messiah.
Messiah has come. Jesus, our Savior, the Son of the Highest, fully God yet fully man. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The invisible one became the revealed one because he was the promised one. And he is the saving one. He comes from heaven with salvation for all who will believe.
By a lonely inn, God became a man as just a child. With this holy babe, heaven made a way to bring us life. Oh, the Father of glory revealed his Son, the Savior among us, this chosen one. Heaven rejoices, the angels sing, as earth receives her newborn King. The Word of life has become a babe, from highest heaven he comes to save, from highest heaven. This humble birth, God declared the worth of every man. Born to live and die, raised to reign on high, redemption's plan. Oh, the Father of glory revealed his Son, the Savior among us, this chosen one. Heaven rejoices, the angels sing, as earth receives her newborn King. The Word of life has become a babe, from highest heaven he comes to save, from highest heaven he comes to save. Heaven rejoices, the angels sing, as earth receives her newborn King. The Word of life has become a babe, from highest heaven he comes to save, from highest heaven he comes to save, to save.
Let's all join the rejoicing. Please stand and sing along with us.
Thank you.
wonderful carols of Christmas. They are so endearing. These familiar melodies from distant worlds somehow connect us together and cause our minds to flood with all kinds of memories and feelings. When we live in a world of ever-changing trends and passing fads, why would the first few notes of a little ancient carol from Germany or England or France warm our hearts and cause us to smile inside as the melody lingers? Many of us have never given any thought to how old our most beloved Christmas carols really are. Songs have been sung about the wondrous birth of Jesus for hundreds of years. Can you think of any other person in all of history who has been immortalized, esteemed, and revered through so much music? We have found songs regarding the birth of Christ that date back to the 4th century. I invite you to step back at a time to a country church in France. The year is 1760, and as you sit with your family on a wintry Christmas Eve, you just might hear something like this.
Peace, give the King of Kings their praise. They had pipes on which to play, tu-ru-ru-ru, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. They had drums on which to play for a joyful Christmas Day. Will you bring your little drum home, get your fife and come, and be merry while you play, tu-ru-ru-ru. We will listen as you play for a joyful Christmas Day. Got an enemy here today, now tune them fife and drum. So be merry while you play, tu-ru-ru-ru, ba-da-ba-da-ba. Come be merry while you play, it's a joyous Christmas Day.
Get together to reminisce of days gone by, to laugh, to love, to eat, to give gifts to one another, and maybe attend a Christmas performance or a candlelight service. Those of us who have grown up in church have watched the reenactments of the Christmas story change quite a bit over the years. We've gone from homemade costumes and props to wonderfully built sets and historically accurate clothing. Do you remember when you were a kid and you raided your dad's closet for a striped bathrobe so you could play a shepherd? And you put a 6-foot robe on your 4-foot body? Remember wearing a paper crown covered in glitter to play one of the wise men? Or even when the most active, giggly little girls seemed to have a calmness about them as they poked their heads through the cutout holes of their mother's white sheets and stuck coat hangers down their back trimmed in silver or gold tinsel for that lopsided halo, and borrowing someone's baby doll to represent Jesus. But everyone, young and old in the room, seemed to know who that makeshift manger really held and what truly mattered. That 2,000 years ago, heaven came to earth. Deity put on the robe of humanity. May the story of the birth of Jesus never become so familiar it no longer moves us or amazes us. On a night emblazoned by a magnificent star, a child was born like no child ever before, or since, or ever will be again. The birth of Jesus Christ is the single most important event in the history of this world. It is the crucial point of humanity, for all history up until that time moves toward it, and all history since that time moves away from it, making his arrival the very crossroads of time. And the world acknowledges this, for it sets its calendar by his birth. Christ coming down from his glory changed everything. All the kings of the earth and all the great and powerful leaders put together have not affected the world like this child named Jesus. And mankind knows that he came. In fact, they're busy right now celebrating it. They know the name of the one who was born on Christmas Day, and they know where he was born. They even know the approximate time when it all took place. Most of them can even tell you about the various characters in the Christmas story. Although millions of people know who, when, where, and what took place, the vast majority of them still miss the meaning of Christmas. The real story of Christmas is why he came. Why Bethlehem? Why a manger? Why shepherds? Why wise men? Why would God become man?
Why would a king leave his throne and his crown to come to earth as a stranger? Oh, and why would he leave the safety in exchange for all earthly danger? It is more than my mind can conceive, and yet somehow in my heart I believe. More than all of these. beyond. My highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything that my soul ever longed for. Everything he promised and so much more.
Said he would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. God who spoke everything into existence, the one who holds all there is in its place, left heaven and came to earth to become one of us. God, now as a man, taste our frailties and our weaknesses, our struggles and our disappointments. What it's like to feel alone, to cry from sorrow and grief. Yes, he lived as one of us. Yet he had a far greater reason for leaving his throne. He came from the glories of heaven because he so loved you and me and knew that he was the only one who could rescue us. He loved us so much that he willingly gave his life on a cross. That was his mission from the beginning. Had there not been a cross, there would have never been a manger. He was born in Bethlehem to be our sacrifice, our Savior. And for all who put their trust in this infant King, God is no longer a stranger, but a Father who is with us always. This is what Christmas is all about. It is the greatest story ever told, a story that no matter how many times we tell it, it never grows old. For those of us who have lost hope, for those longing for peace and relief, for those weary from the storms of life, for those who will face this Christmas with one less loved one around the tree, we can take comfort, we can find strength, we can rest and rejoice in knowing that Bethlehem shouts, "We are so loved."
As we celebrate the season, sometimes we lose the joy or forget the reason why. But holding the foundation of our earthly celebration is the story of a heart to know that he would leave his glory to become the greatest story ever told. And the angels still sing of the joy salvation brings. It's the story that never memories of Christmas. So many of our loved ones have made their journey here. But the story of the Savior is as real today as ever, and throughout shall live on. It still warms the heart to know that he would leave his glory to become the greatest story ever told. And the angels
Let's rejoice with the angel of heaven. And let's thank the Lord for the gift of Christmas, our Redeemer, our Savior, who came down from his glory. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you, we praise you for the story and the gift of Christmas. Lord, your word says that every good and perfect gift comes down from above, the Father of lights. And surely, Lord, the gift of your Son, Jesus, to be our Redeemer, to be our Savior, is that perfect gift. And we praise your name for it. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to worship you in spirit and truth with these songs that reflect upon your birth there in Bethlehem. And Lord, we praise your name that indeed you came down from glory, that you left heaven and entered into our experience so that you could know us, redeem us, understand us, and save us, Lord. We praise your name for that. And Lord, we ask for the gift that you would incarnate yourself again in each of our lives, in our hearts. Lord, may we be flesh in this world that is an expression of your divine character. Lord, you came once as a babe in Bethlehem. Therefore, we have tremendous faith that you will come again as a saving, conquering king. And Lord, until that day comes, we'll continue to celebrate Christmas. But we look forward to hearing the story of Christmas in heaven with you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, and save us for your kingdom. Lord, thank you for the gift of Christmas. In your name we pray. Amen. Continue to praise the Lord. I want to praise the Lord for all of our vocalists and our choirs. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
So thank you so much. And all of our instruments and the pianist and the whole group, praise the Lord for them as well, right?
Amen.
We have our kids choir. Some of them have left, but praise the Lord for our beautiful young voices that did so well. Everyone say amen for Gianni's efforts.
Amen.
All right. Amen for Olivia, who sang a beautiful solo. Praise the Lord for the whole program. And we also want to praise the Lord for John and Karen, who put so much time and effort to directing and organizing this whole ministry. And praise the Lord for that. And of course, one more round of applause and amens for God himself. Praise the Lord for what he has done today. On behalf of Julius and I and all of the choir and ensemble, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we indeed pray that Christ would be the center of this holiday.